Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other podcast platforms. Do be sure that you're subscribing to get this show automatically every week. There's no cost to subscribe. It's merely a button that you select for convenience. Start at CatholicSportsRadio.net. You can listen through that website, or there are links there to hear the show and to subscribe on all kinds of podcast listening apps. Although, by the way, Podcoin is no longer an option. They ceased operation last week Tuesday, so since they are one that I had mentioned in the past, be aware that they're not around anymore, unfortunately. Also on the show website, you'll find links to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, etc. on those platforms. You can engage with other listeners, post prayer requests, comment on the show, other thoughts and observations in our Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button to go over to that from the website as well. Please help me spread the word about Catholic Sports Radio. I'd be most grateful if you would tell others about the show or maybe even post about it on your own social media. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And I do encourage you to go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of great testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, I was thinking about the structure of pro sporting events, football and basketball with quarter breaks and halftime, hockey with breaks in between periods, and baseball. Wow, never mind the seventh inning stretch, but just all the pauses in between innings, half innings. And in all of these cases, everyone uses them to go get more food. We fill the time, those temporary breaks, with going to the concession stand because we want to be satisfied and we don't know what to do with ourselves during those short downtimes. And that's an everyday occurrence in our non-sporting life too. Moments where we're in between activities, so we grab our phone to fill the time. We think we'll get satisfaction from surfing social media or busying ourselves with some app. But think of how much we could strengthen our faith life if we used all those pauses, all those breaks, all those minutes to be in prayer. I think the tendency is to make more out of it than we need to and decide that you don't have the time for something formal and structured, which it doesn't have to be. A simple prayer, even if it's not a rehearsed prayer, just being in conversation with the Lord. We are told to pray without ceasing. And our satisfaction should not come from concession stand food, but rather, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11 says, "The Lord will guide you always and satisfy your thirst. In parched places will give strength to your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a flowing spring whose waters never fail." Amen? All right. Today on episode 35, in the almost 8 months of this show, I've only had one guest on from the sports media, which was Len Clark back on episode 11. The sports media sometimes have to fight the temptation of Satan trying to inflate their ego. And just like athletes and coaches, they are somewhat in the spotlight too, not to mention the working environment of being around athletes and potentially getting stars in their eyes. Someone who has had many years working in sports media, covering pro sports in a few different cities, is Matt Biondi, residing in the Seattle area these days and on the line right now for Catholic Sports Radio. Matt, welcome.
Bruce, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Good to have you on. Matt, you've been a sports TV anchor and sports reporter there in Seattle and many other U.S. markets, and you've been a sports radio host. Back when you were a student, you played football in high school. Nowadays, you even still do a little bit of work for media outlets that need you for the visiting teams that come in to play the Seattle Seahawks. Between listeners, viewers, fans, players, coaches, you've had the opportunity to see all the different angles as it relates to people who are just all about sports. And as I was saying in my ministry moment, trying to fill up all the time with whatever content the media is putting out there about the team or the league that they follow. It's intense.
It really is, Bruce, and I wanted to be in this field since I was 8 years old when I'd follow one of the local sportscasters in Seattle around. I was probably like the fly on the window for him, but he was very gracious. But, yeah, I've been around it a very long time, and to your point with, watching these athletes on a day-to-day basis and where is their faith as it relates to all the fanfare they get, and they're really put on a pedestal for so many years. And really, in our end of business, you're right. You've got to stay sort of cemented with your feet firmly on the ground as it relates to just focusing on your job and your faith and not thinking that you're better than the next person. So very well said on your end.
Wonderful, wonderful. One of the markets that you worked in was Philadelphia, and as much as every fan base everywhere likes to puff their chest out and say, oh no, our city really goes crazy for insert sports team's name here. It's well documented that Philly fans are pretty intense. And 2 weeks ago on this show, my guest was Dr. Kelly Morrow, who talked about psychology and our Catholic faith and the fact that some sports fans, yes, that probably means you, Philadelphia, some sports fans just take things way too seriously. And Matt, you were probably witness to that. Does it indeed impact your faith life when you see people who are putting all this time and emotion and devotion to something like an athlete or a team, these rabid fans?
It really does. And you sort of have to, chuckle a little bit and take a step back and realize, sports for fans in Philadelphia and other markets I've covered, I mean, it's a real passion, and it's a generational thing passed down from families. Mm. And so where does faith end up on a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock? Unfortunately, sometimes in their back pockets instead of, foremost in their mind. But I think in a way, sometimes, fans need that sort of that connection to kind of balance things out. I think faith can be our greatest attribute, when we can balance life a little bit, because we actually, to me anyway, we further understand more the importance of faith when you do have some balance in your life.
Yeah, and listeners, if you did not hear that conversation, go back and listen to episode 33 with Dr. Kelly Morrow. And it's interesting, Matt, that you said about it being passed down, because there's a lot of similarities. We do have an opportunity from generation to generation. Some are going to say to carry on the loyalty to whatever the sports team is, but we have an opportunity to carry on our Catholic traditions and make sure that when you look ahead to Sunday, you're not looking ahead to, okay, the Eagles are playing this weekend or whatever city you live in. You're looking ahead to Sunday Mass. Now, granted, you shouldn't just be going once a week. That shouldn't be the only participation in your faith. But my point is that you should be looking ahead to Sunday because it's the Sabbath and not because it's NFL Sunday.
Correct. No question at least for myself, when I was working, I wake up on Sunday morning and it's God first, and then whatever my job is later. But I think Philadelphia, there's a large Catholic population there, and just from my living there when I did for 5 years, I did see a lot of people that really understood and balanced that well. I saw a lot that didn't, but I think, those that want to pursue the Lord and pursue God as their number one thing in life, I mean, they will do that no matter what the circumstances. The ones that are on the fence sometimes need a little guidance, right? They're kind of struggling with things for whatever reason. But I think as it relates to watching the Eagles on Sunday or the Flyers or the Phillies and college sports, I think people are pretty balanced with that, at least from what I saw. And I think also I'm going to jump into the locker room a little bit. I saw enough of these athletes where, and I talked to a lot of them where they're faith was a central part of their life. I could run down a lot of athletes for you, but they understand that difference between what's on the field and how close they are with their faith.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's flip the script though. What about being a sports media personality though? Do you think that some people are drawn to that career by the lure of wanting to be known, wanting to be on TV, wanting to be on the radio, rather than just a natural passion for the work itself?
Great question. I would say absolutely, but I would also say that if that's the approach they're going to take, then the business has a funny way of sort of weeding some of those people out. Because if you're going to do well at what you do, you have to be in it for the right reasons. In other words, I always had a passion to be in sports broadcasting, but I love telling stories of people, whether it's their connection to faith, whether it's their giving back to their community. You know, you can do a story on somebody that it may not be about their faith, but really with their developing themselves to give back to the community or work into a higher, being, that's faith in itself. Right. So for myself anyway, getting back to that, I sleep well at night knowing that I came into the business for all the right reasons.
Good, good. Well, we hear a lot nowadays about these major media conglomerates that own a whole string of radio stations or TV networks, et cetera, local TV affiliates. Is there pressure put on by the higher-ups, by the powers that be, for individuals and positions that you have held to be somebody that you're not? They want you to put a certain spin, a certain angle, a negative slant on stories that you report on, which would then conflict with your beliefs as a Catholic. And if you did experience that, how does one handle those type of situations?
For me, begrudgingly, it would happen once in a while. It was usually more directed towards like the sales department, wanting some sort of story that's connected to advertising dollars.
Wow.
And you're sort of dancing around that a little bit. I think that's more now, but when I was in it 100%, I didn't see that too much. I felt very good in my shoes, so I was confident in whatever I was reporting, and I never I never really encountered a story where I had to decide, is this going to put my faith in question, or am I reporting on something that goes against God's beliefs or that sort of thing? But now it's obviously with the political landscape and just where things are at, it's a tough balancing act right now. And you see some of the, what ESPN has done, let's say, and they've caught some heat for some of those decisions they've made. And it's too bad, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was amazed when I worked in the NHL, how many people are clamoring to do anything they can to get hired by an NHL team. And broadcast jobs are just as coveted too, and this all means that there's a lot of rejection, a lot of no's in the business. Do you remember some of those occurrences in your career and maybe leaning on your faith to help you get through, why am I not getting hired at this job or that job?
I'll put it to you this way, Bruce. How much time do we have on this podcast? It was almost like the sun comes up and Matt receives another rejection.
Wow.
Letter.
Wow.
So it was because I was, looking to see what's out there and constantly, trying to move my tape. And that's a great point, because when you get rejected in something, whether it's a resume tape that doesn't work for the certain news director that's looking to hire somebody or whatever the situation, or it's down to two or three of you and you don't get the job, I mean, you have to fall back on something. And that's another reason why faith comes into our lives on a daily basis, because our lives are filled with rejection, rejection in work, rejection in personal life, rejection in some form from kids, rejection, from meeting somebody on the street. All those things play into our lives. And my goodness, if you don't have somewhere to land after being rejected like that, you know, it can be quite disturbing. So
Amen.
As long as you have your faith and God is at the center of your life, I mean, you can walk away in a rejection, you know, upset and disappointed, but you literally go to bed at the end of the night with a smile on your face.
Amen.
Why is that, Bruce? Isn't that an amazing thing?
Amen. God is good. That's why. All
okay.
the time.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I just kind of driving home that point.
Yeah.
So, yes, I received many, many rejection letters.
Well, listeners, Matt has two daughters, one of which was on a sports scholarship, but there's something deeper in all this that I want to get into. But first, we're now less than a month away from me speaking at the second Global Congress on Sport and Christianity up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And if you're involved with something at church or in your diocese or even a sports night or men's conference or some event where the Catholic Sports Radio ministry would be a fit and or my sports and faith background, which is detailed on the website and covered back on episode one of this show, get in touch to discuss having me as a speaker at your event. Contact me through the CatholicSportsRadio.net website or directly via email at Bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net. And then similarly, if you're not connected with anything like that, another way that you can support this ministry is to make a donation. On CatholicSportsRadio.net, you will see a Donate to CSR button through which you can donate in whatever amount you wish, securely, online. I don't get paid to do this. I'm a one-man operation, so all the expenses are coming out of my pocket right now. So if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in what I'm doing, if you enjoy the show and want to help out, I would appreciate your support that way. Again, look on CatholicSportsRadio.net for the Donate to CSR button, and you can contribute that way. Or if you're not comfortable putting your credit card info online, email me at Bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net, and we'll get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that God is moving you to tithe. So, Matt, you have two daughters, one of which just finished a four-year scholarship in golf at a Catholic college in Southern California. But the bigger story here is that you've been raising them as a single dad, which we don't hear much about. Just talk about navigating through that and the role that your faith has played.
Absolutely. The faith has been at the center point of all of it. Unfortunately, went through a divorce about 11, 12 years ago and suddenly, you know, found myself with a 9 and a 5 year old, girls and trying to decide, okay, God, what is the plan here with everything? But, you know, I gotta be honest. I came from a big Italian, Yugoslav family, and my mom was, such an influence on my life and my father, but my mom really, as it relates to kids and that sort of thing. And so I found that, I welcomed all that. I couldn't, as difficult as things would be, Bruce, on a day-to-day basis. And the end of the night, you're saying, okay, God, what's your plan here? I mean, I couldn't wait for the next challenge, the next adversity day to show up, because I knew deep down that he had my back. And I knew that at the end of the day, as however difficult it might be, and wonderful as well. But at the end of the night for me, was going up to, tuck him in to bed, kiss him goodnight. And then you'd have that 30 minutes. Any single parent can, understand this. You have that sort of 30, 45 minutes to sit back and reflect on the day. And you sit there and you think about your faith. You think about the challenges you've overcome. You've stubbed your toe about 20 times, but you fall back on your faith. And in doing that, you wake up the next morning refreshed and ready to meet the next challenge. And at the same time, I talk about obstacles and challenges, but there's nothing more fun than raising kids. So to me, it was a no-brainer. Now, I had to take a little shift in my career, which was fine because, you know, God has me on this earth to serve him, and that's in the bond with my children. So I just saw it as a new challenge, and we're going to work through it. And not a day goes by then and now that I'm not thankful for.
Yeah, and I can hear the pure joy in your voice as you talk about your girls and about being their dad. You also, in the lead up to our conversation today, told me that you help out your church with some local projects at times. Where do you attend Mass every week? What is the parish that you belong to?
I belong to St. John's in Ocotillo, Washington, which is it's probably 20 to 30 minutes just north of Seattle, and it's right on the shores of Puget Sound, and there's a kind of a big ferry system right there. But anyway, it's a little, you know, Catholic church, one of those old school churches. Is there anything better in life than an old school Catholic church? I mean, it's just, you know, anyway, I attend there, you know, every week. And, you know, I want to touch on this a bit. When I go into church, for me anyway, I mean, everybody has their thing when they go into church. For me, it's 100% my relationship with Jesus. It's just like you're walking to his home and you can immediately feel that. And then whatever relationship you have, you know, that hour is so nice for reflecting on your days going forward, your days behind you. And for me, that's such a big deal when I attend church. A lot of Catholics attend church and you go through the standard things, so to speak, people maybe say, and they don't really listen to what the priest is saying, but you got to grab onto something. And when you have a relationship with God, where he's also your best friend, right? I mean, all that stuff, you can grab onto that and you get so many things out of church, for me anyway, based on that when I walk into church.
Nice. Nicely said. I feel it. I go to Mass twice a week, and Thursday morning, the daily Mass is just a great kind of a midweek spiritual booster shot. But you're right. You know, if you're just walking in there to check the box and say that you went, then it's a real missed opportunity for sure. I wonder, when your TV career was at its peak, did your fellow parishioners, or I guess even just people on the street for that matter, treat you differently because you were on TV? And if so, how did that make you feel? And then how did you respond to it?
To answer your question, they actually did. And it left me kind of uneasy because you don't really know if they're talking with you and tapping you on the shoulder because you're on TV, or, you know, because obviously they don't know the depth of what I'm all about. Right.
Yeah,
and maybe when I get a chance to talk with them, that like their feelings change in like, okay, he's a real, like a real person and a good guy, and a guy that you just want to, you know, talk with and get to know a little bit more. But whatever market I was in, especially Philadelphia, that would happen. And you just sort of take it in stride. But really, at the end of the day, I don't care who you are, if you don't check that ego at the front door, then you're missing out. So it was part of the job, but I never took it seriously on that end, because I just know how fleeting it is, but you also know it's just part of the job.
Yeah, and that's also good advice for anyone that's listening that is considering that career. By the way, I don't know that he's Catholic, but one athlete that you covered who was completely committed to his faith was then NFL quarterback Trent Dilfer.
Yes, I first met Trent. In fact, Trent was former Tampa Bay Buck, but I was working in Fresno, California, and covering Fresno State. Trent was the quarterback for Fresno. This is before he started his NFL life.
Wow.
And I just got a sense he was a little bit just like there's a warmth to him that just, you know, not that there isn't for other athletes, but I just sensed there's a certain warmth to him. And I got to share a funny story. Trent, my goodness, he's been through a lot over his NFL career, personally with his family, all that sort of thing, but he never wavered in his faith. But I got to share a funny story. So real quick, like I'm traveling with Fresno State and Fresno's playing BYU down in Provo. And Fresno comes into the game 4-0 and BYU is 4-0. And so this is before I wasn't sure. I didn't know Trent had this, wonderful relationship with God at the time. Well, he throws a touchdown pass on the sidelines. He throws a touchdown pass in the first half. And suddenly he puts up four fingers in the air and then follows that by one finger. So I'm thinking, God, this guy's really cocky. He just showed 65,000 Mormon BYU fans that their team is about to become 4-1 instead of 4-0.
Uh-huh.
And I found out after the game his faith in God, and he actually was throwing touchdown passes saying that was for you, for God.
Wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so amazing.
At first I thought it was him being a little overconfident, but when I talked to him about it, it just blew me away. And you just saw his commitment. You know, so there's a guy, Bruce, that managed to, create faith and athleticism, on the field at the same time.
And how.
Message that is.
Yeah, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that. We are out of time, unfortunately, but I do want to ask one very quick final question, which is, nowadays you have your own business doing websites and SEO, social media, video, etc. But I wonder, as a Catholic Christian, do you feel that you have found much more peace in that role than amidst all the hoopla of a sports media career?
That's a really good question, and the answer is no, actually. I have been very secure in my faith, whether it was in television or what I'm doing now. And so that actually hasn't made any difference in my life with changing careers and how it relates to my faith. I like to think I'm very grounded and,
nice.
And so whatever the career, it's been my same focus with
nice.
God.
Nice. Beautiful. Well, Matt, great talking to you. Thank you for coming on Catholic Sports Radio. Really enjoyed it. God bless you.
God bless you, Bruce.
Listeners, we'll close with a prayer, as we always do, and haven't done this one in quite some time, so I'm going to dust off the Sportsman's Prayer, and we will pray that together right now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.